It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
The three elected county commissioners. And this is fun, getting back in saddle one more time. And on this program, we meet people who work for the county, work with the county, have interesting things going on in the community that we want to share in the spotlight. And I am pleased to welcome to the microphone this morning Jane Romero, who is the Health and Human Services Director for the county. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Commissioner Hall, Chair Hall.
Thank you. And I think I can still call you a newbie because you're in the eighth month on the job, and usually I'm fine with people playing the newbie card for a year. After that, then you immediately jump into the old-timer seasoned group. So we want, in this next 25 minutes or so, to learn more about your work and the really broad scope that Lincoln County Health and Human Services is involved in, and also get to know you personally just a little bit. So I know that you have had a wide background in this realm and in several different places. So would you mind just kind of sharing overview highlights of your career prior to coming to join us?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. So from an educational perspective, I have one master's degree in one of the rehab sciences from the University of Kentucky, and a second in health policy and administration from the University of North Carolina. And so my education kind of lines up with my work history. I started out, though, in direct services. I literally started out providing rehab therapy in a state psychiatric hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, moved into a supervisory role in another hospital, John Umstead Hospital. From there, moved into community mental health and the world of psychosocial rehabilitation. But I pretty quickly moved into an administrative role. And I would say I have over 35 years in an executive management, executive leadership capacity. I have directed two nonprofit organizations, one St. Martin's Hospitality Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico, dedicated to providing a wide range of services to adults with facing homelessness, another medical rehabilitation organization, also a nonprofit. But really the vast majority of my work history has always been in county government, and it's where I like to work. I like to work at a systems level. Prior to moving to Oregon, I spent 20 years in Venango County, Pennsylvania. It is a county with demographics a bit similar to this county in terms of size and some other demographics. In that particular county, I started out as the child welfare administrator. I moved into the mental health developmental services, early intervention administrator, and from there became the human services director over the whole system, which were the two of those two categories. We called them categoricals, but also older adult services, the substance use disorder system, the community services kinds of services, like the community services block grant, weatherization, but also randomly transportation, mm-hmm. and you know, basically a wide variety of things. And I love that work. But you know, my husband and I were not from Western Pennsylvania, and we just really couldn't see it as our happily ever after home. And my husband is from the Western states, and so we did the research. We just decided that we really wanted to relocate back to the West, settled on Oregon. It's a beautiful state. We think of it as a destination state, mm-hmm. right? There's so much to do, so much beauty to see, and we're kind of outdoorsy people. So we landed in the Valley for a year. My husband worked in Corvallis, and I worked in a nonprofit in Eugene, shelter care. But we were always in Lincoln County. We were just always here every weekend, on the shores, on the cliffs, in the hotels. we just decided that we needed to be true to ourselves and live where we love to be. So we moved to Lincoln County, and so I was pretty happy to find a job that opened up that kind of paralleled my education and my work skills and experience. And as you know, I applied for this position, I think, last May, and was fortunate to be selected by the commissioners. I started that job in June.
Well, I consider us very lucky to have you on board. When I talk to people who are trying to get their minds wrapped around, the scope of county government and county services, I will often bring up the fact that our all funds yearly budget is roughly $110 million between full-time and part-time employees, about 500 people on the payroll during any calendar year. And of all those departments and programs, Health and Human Services employs more people than any other department, and yet your share of the local general fund tax money is very small, that most of it is coming from federal grants, state grants, or reimbursement for services, correct?
That is correct. In fact, I believe the county share, the actual cash share, if you will, of general funds into Health and Human Services is just around $600,000. And we use that as a match for our targeted case management services in our maternal and child health programs. However, I will also say that the county provides us with a lot of, I think we would call it indirect support, just in terms of the support we receive from the support departments like finance and human resources and information technology. And of course, your office.
Oh, yes. So what is your total budget bottom line in all those divisions you have?
It's about $25 million.
That is a significant operation, and we'll learn more right after we take this break. You're listening to County Connection on KNPT, KBCH, KWDP. Welcome back to County Connections. I'm Claire Hall, guest host for this week. And joining me in the studio, Jane Romero, director of our Lincoln County Health and Human Services department since last spring. Jane, great to have you with the county and to be on the program this morning. I really feel like you jumped right into the challenges of this work right from day one. So next, I'd like you to maybe walk the listeners through, the major divisions of Health and Human Services, which I think a lot of people are always surprised to learn the breadth of services, and some maybe at the same time talk about some of the challenges that you're facing right now.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Commissioner. I do find that people are a little curious about the organizational structure of Health and Human Services. So I would say we have four service divisions. One is our public health division, and I feel like people are fairly familiar with our public health division, obviously because of our COVID response, and I'm really proud of the work the public health division has done in that regard. But public health is more than COVID response, right?
So sure.
We have within public health, environmental health. We have maternal and family health, which it, even in and of itself offers a number of services. We have immunizations. We have communicable disease. We have health promotion. And I'm thinking if I'm forgetting anything, and I apologize to public health if I am. And of course, we have just really a very capable division director, Florence Portell, and I think we see her COVID updates and hear from her in the news pretty regularly. Another division that we have, of course, is our primary care health center, Lincoln Communities Health Center, we call it, and it is our federally qualified health clinic. We have two primary clinics. We have one in Newport, and we have one in Lincoln City, and we have four school-based health clinics. So we just got a new health center director. She started about 3 weeks ago. Her name is Ann Allard Robinette, and we're just very thrilled to have Ann. She comes with very relevant experience, and I think she's really just going to be working with the staff within the primary care division to look at all of the processes, from how do we let people know we're available, to how do we meet people when they come to our office, to how are we able to support the our nurse practitioners and physicians in doing their work. So I expect a lot to happen there, just with regard to looking at that system.
Okay, you know, that I'm glad you brought that up. And my memories were flashing back to, I think, 2007 when we first secured the grant to open a federally qualified health center, and the remarkable growth in services that have been provided. You know, I will hear people say, oh, I wish there was an alternative for primary care. And despite, I think, good efforts by HHS and by, you know, our county public information team, that it still feels like it's one of the best kept secrets in town. And yet the last couple of years, I'm just pulling a number off the top of my head, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that roughly 10% of the entire population of the county receives service at some point during the year from those six clinics.
I believe that's accurate. I'd have to check to be certain, but I think the last time I looked, that was accurate. But I do think we have an opportunity to take a look at how we communicate to the community that we're available and how they can access us. And I think that's something Ann's going to be taking a really close look at.
Great.
And then another division is our behavioral health division, which is primarily mental health for us. We have a really talented and experienced division director. Her name is Marie Laper. And I will say that of all of our divisions, the mental health division or behavioral health division is the one that's probably getting the most of my attention right now. Although I didn't go over it in the introduction, most of my career has in some way touched behavioral health, whether it was directly or because those systems reported up to my position. But so I'm comfortable with it, and it is the area where I think we just have the most challenge. We have so many vacancies in our behavioral health system, and it's not just us. It's across the state. It's across the nation. It's well recognized, and so we are in the process. Really, we've put together a work plan, and we intend to dive into it in the coming months to just really take a look at who do we serve, what are their needs, what are our contractual obligations with the Oregon Health Authority, with the IHN-CCO, our managed care organization, and really try to determine if there is a different way to deliver mental health services here in the community that is sustainable, just in terms of our ability to attract and keep mental health professionals. So we're going to be doing a lot of work in that area. But I think we have about a 38% vacancy rate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yes, that's unfortunate. But again, not surprising. And as you pointed out, certainly not a problem peculiar to the county or to behavioral health, and yet we're in such crisis. I mean, the shortage of resources in behavioral health, I think, plays out across so many aspects of our society, and I think we're the chickens are coming home to roost, unfortunately, and now we're paying the price for decades of inadequate investments in behavioral health services.
I think you're spot on that. And, I think also the pandemic has just really increased depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. So not just, among the members of the community, but the people who are tasked with responding to that are themselves dealing with the pandemic and the consequences of that. So I think we've just seen a big exodus in that way.
Okay, thank you. Now we've got three of the divisions covered, but it's also time for a break. So can we do number four right after we get back?
Very good.
Thank you. You're listening to County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. And I'm Claire Hall, guest host for County Connections today, and my guest, Jane Romero, Director of County Health and Human Services. And before the break, you were giving us an overview of the four divisions of Health and Human Services, but the break time rolled around and we had to stop you before number four. So tell us about number four.
Number four is our Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Division. That division also has a really great division director, and her name is Genji Wimalasena. And I think of all of our divisions, it is probably the most settled. They just went through a triannual review, did an awesome job, and so they will just continue on their way supporting individuals and families that present with an intellectual or developmental disability. I would just quickly note, too, we have kind of another support division. It's our quality and risk management division that supports all of our work. And, of course, we have financial and administrative and billing staff as well that support the operations of our service divisions.
A big organization.
It is, yeah.
But I sense you're up to the challenge and already making a difference, and I know you'll continue to make a difference for us. So what about maybe elaborating more on challenges and what your to-do list as a department director looks like?
Well, first, if you don't mind, I just sort of like to give credit to the awesome staff of Health and Human Services.
Go right ahead.
I mean, because, wow, what a great, capable, committed, and really smart group of people that we have working here in the county. And I will tell you that I've been very impressed with the individuals and just sort of the warm welcome that I've received. But moving beyond that, I do have a very robust to-do list for this year. And, you know, I already mentioned the mental health systems work that we need to do. And another thing that I'm really hoping to get focused attention to this year is just sort of taking a deep dive into what the substance use disorder system looks like here in Lincoln County. I don't know if you follow any of sort of the, you know, the national data sets, but when you look at the indicators across the land of substance use treatment needs, or of the 18 indicators that are tracked by the by SAMHSA, we are in the top 10. We, Oregon, are in the top 10 of, or worst 10, depending upon the indicator, of 15 of those 18 indicators.
And oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So here in Lincoln County, you know, I'm just really hoping to work with internally within Health and Human Services, and then also with our community partners to just sort of take a look at what our system is and how we can bring more cohesion to it. We did apply for the Measure 110 funds, the marijuana tax money that's available to help each county develop a behavioral health resource network. And we have not heard about the status of our application, but if we are able to get those funds, and we asked for about $4 million, we really hope that we will be just in a great position to begin to address some of the concerns that we have here in the county.
That would be wonderful, because I think as more and more people are becoming aware, we've got a full-blown crisis now with fentanyl apparently flooding into the county and numerous overdose deaths, and I'm aware of kind of a coming together of both public and private community partners to tackle this, but it is nothing less than a human tragedy.
It really is. And so I think it's just sort of a worthy focus of our work efforts this year. And so we'll be looking at that. Also, we are working to put together a equity, diversity, and inclusion assessment to not only look at how well we're doing within Health and Human Services, but to sort of focus outward as well, to look at the needs of the community and how we can do a better job of helping people access our services.
Well, as I expected, our time has flown by, and I know you were only able to touch on a few things on that long to-do list, but Jane Romero, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being at Lincoln County. I hope this wasn't too painful an experience.
Not
and
at all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Next week, our guest will be recently retired County Counsel Wayne Belmont.